Just last year, Johns Hopkins University Press published A History of Our State, the second edition of Maryland, A History, which covers 1634 to 2015. Today, co-author Sue Chappelle brings to life Maryland in the 1800s as she shares a chapter of the book amended for radio. During this time, national, state, and local governments became more involved in social and economic problems than they were previously. Some alliances were undermined, new ones were formed, and Maryland saw the introduction of political machines.
Political organizations called machines emerged in the late 1800s. In exchange for votes and kickbacks, politicians would offer favors, ranging from jobs to government contracts to individual financial help in times of need. Reform groups in Maryland and beyond quickly challenged these machines, calling their tactics unethical. These groups decried the machines' corrupt practices, the political payoffs called graft, and the favor swapping. They criticized politicians for tolerating dirty streets and hazardous working conditions. As their power grew, the reformers won elections in some cities and states across the country. The reformers, collectively known as progressives, included Democrats, Republicans, and members of a third party called the Progressive Party, with a capital P. In Baltimore County, a coalition of reform Democrats and Republicans, known as the Potato Bugs, beat the machine in 1875. But the machine Democrats regained control in 1877. Progressives were active in many counties, including Prince George's, Montgomery, and Anne Arundel. In Baltimore City in 1885, leading opponents of machine bosses Arthur Pugh Gorman and Isaac Freeman Raisin joined together in an organization called the Reform League. Charles J. Bonaparte, the grandson of Napoleon's youngest brother, Jerome, was one leader in the Reform League. The organization crusaded for fair elections and supported efforts to enact civil service reform by putting government jobs under the control of a non-political, non-partisan commission instead of the bosses. The Maryland reform movement gained momentum when Charles H. Grasty bought the Baltimore Evening News in 1891. Grasty used his newspaper to attack abuses and reveal scandals about well-known public figures. The News attacked the high prices and poor service of the Consolidated Gas Company. It criticized the telephone and streetcar companies for their high rates and poor performance, and suggested that a public utilities commission be created to regulate the operations of all such companies. Grasty published an expose on the city's street paving contracts, who got them, why, and how much money changed hands as part of the deal. He ran a series of articles on slums, pointing up the city's failure to regulate housing standards and to collect garbage in poor neighborhoods. He revealed the inner workings of The Policy, an illegal lottery run by the Democratic Party to raise cash for campaigns. Grasty's work kept readers informed, and some of them then voted to remove from power the bosses of the political machines. However, due to the strength of the machines, these successes did not always last. Over the years, support for the progressive movement grew. Finally, in 1895, progressives won their first big victory in Maryland as reform candidates swept elections across the state and began to enact the programs they had campaigned for.
Chappelle co-authored Maryland, A History with Jean B. Russo and a team of local historians. Learn more about the book at press.jhu.edu. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.